KPBS On Demand is supported by Marakal Design and Remodeling, helping homeowners with their home remodeling needs. From ADUs to custom kitchen remodels and room additions, Marakal Design and Remodeling designs and builds your dream home. Learn more at trustyourhometous.com.
Good morning, I'm John Carroll. It's Wednesday, August 21st. How much would an extra 1 cent in sales tax help San Diego's financial health? More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. San Diego County home prices continue to hover around the $1 million figure. According to the California Association of Realtors' monthly report, the median price was $1.2 million in July. That's a decrease of about $30,000 from the prior month. The association says there could be more softening in the months ahead. San Diego's median price is in stark contrast to neighboring Imperial County, where the median home price is a reported $385,000. Rural East County is the first to take advantage of a new fire protection effort. The California Wildfire Mitigation Program is now operating in Dulzura, a small community south of Jamul along the 94. The program utilizes CAL FIRE to clear trees and brush to create defensible space around homes. The cost is free in most cases. You can learn more about the application process at sandiegocounty.gov. Drug busts are common at border crossings, but the method in recent days is getting attention. Customs and Border Protection reports more than $5 million worth of methamphetamine was found disguised as watermelons at the Otay Mesa crossing last Friday. Earlier this month, federal officials seized more than 600 pounds of meth hidden inside a shipment of celery, also at Otay Mesa. Customs and Border Protection says those drugs were worth an estimated $755,000. Arrests were made in both cases and were part of a larger federal operation targeting fentanyl smuggling. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalich, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
Voters in San Diego this November will be deciding whether to increase the city's sales tax. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says a new report shows how much the measure would raise.
San Diego's independent budget analyst found Measure E, the proposed 1 cent sales tax increase, would generate between $360 million and $400 million in its first year. The money would go into the city's general fund, which supports core services like police and fire protection, infrastructure repair, parks, and libraries. The new revenue would wipe out the city's chronic budget deficits and turn them into surpluses. San Diego's current sales tax rate is 7.75%. Among the lowest in California. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
President Joe Biden took an emotional bow and handed off the political baton to Vice President Kamala Harris on the first night of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago Monday. Harris will formally accept the Democratic nomination for president Thursday. Before the convention started, KPBS's Amitha Sharma talked to three of the more than two dozen delegates from San Diego County. We spoke about her conversation with the delegates. Welcome, Amitha.
It's good to talk to you, John.
So President Biden began Monday with what promises to be a series of farewells as he winds down his 40-plus years in politics. How do the delegates you spoke with view Biden?
Well, they're very reverent of his record in office. They give him a ton of credit for low unemployment, expanded access to health care, getting legislation passed to rebuild the country's roads and bridges, and investing more money in science and technology. At the same time, they are very relieved that he is no longer running for office. San Diego delegate Sarah Moga said that she is a million times more excited about the Harris-Walz ticket than she was about Biden. And she said that her angst about the election has evaporated.
And I just didn't feel that Biden was going to be able to win. Just the energy each day, seeing Kamala Harris out there, showing how competent she is, how smart she is, how energetic she is. And really, after the last few weeks, it's just sunk in that this is going to be our first woman president. It's just so exciting.
So, Amitha, we keep hearing how the vibe has changed within the Democratic Party and especially among voters. Is the excitement strictly because of the contrast in energy level between Biden and Harris?
No, I really don't think so, John. I spoke with San Diego delegate Andy McNew, and the way she described it, the jubilation is organic. It's a badly needed pivot from the election of Donald Trump in 2016, the pandemic, a lot of the nastiness and scandals that have just dogged national headlines in recent years. She said people were ready. They were primed for something different.
I think that is why this campaign has caught fire so quickly, is because it's giving something to the American people that even we didn't realize we needed so badly. There were some calls from certain corners of political discourse that we need to get back to that hopeful, more joyful sense of belonging, that sort of thing. But, you know, I think on this national stage now, the moment is here.
Okay, well, let's talk about some of the issues. You spoke with three local Democratic delegates. What do they want to hear from Vice President Harris this week?
They want to hear a lot. Sarah Moga told me she wants Harris to focus on gun control, on climate change, a huge source of distress for both Andy McHugh, Sarah Moga, and a third San Diego delegate I spoke with, Cody Vieira, are reproductive rights. They are astonished and heartbroken over the Supreme Court's decision 2 years ago to take away the constitutional right of an abortion for women, despite being in existence for 50 years. All three say it is a textbook example of how a right that has been in place for a long time can be taken for granted and then taken away. Bread and butter issues are huge for the three delegates I spoke with. All three are on board with Harris's recent pitches to give families with newborns a $6,000 tax credit, to ban price gouging by food companies and get 3 million new homes built, as well as give tax incentives for the construction of starter homes for first-time buyers. It's an idea that especially resonates with Delegate Cody Vieira.
Someone who is a young person living in San Diego, I know all too well about, you know, the crisis we've had with affordable housing. So to hear from Vice President Harris about her story and her parents' story, about how long it took them to save for a down payment, I feel like she really understands where folks like myself are coming from.
As excited as she is about the Harris-Walz policy proposals, she said at this point, her deepest wish is for the momentum of the last month to be further boosted by this week's convention, enough to energize and mobilize Americans to vote for the Harris-Walz ticket, to carry them past the finish line on November 5th.
Amitha Sharma, thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Coming up, details on a chance to weigh in on how San Diego is dealing with bike lanes and other improvements for cyclists. We'll have that story and more just after the break.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
The city of San Diego wants feedback on its bicycling infrastructure as it updates its bicycle master plan. Reporter Katie Anastas visited one intersection in Hillcrest where cyclists see strengths and room for improvement.
It's a little before noon on the corner of Fifth Avenue and Washington Street. Jeremy Bloom, with the advocacy group Circulate San Diego, says there are several good things happening on Fifth.
We have a protected bike lane here. It's separated by concrete. It's really protected for cyclists. They feel safe.
That stops once cyclists turn onto Washington. Bloom points to where the green-painted bike lane comes to an end, partway down the block.
It just turns and ends, and then you literally put right in the center of traffic.
Jennifer Heffernan bikes from Hillcrest to Kensington most days for work. She says this isn't the only place where bike lanes end.
There are just little connections I've noticed, especially around like the freeway entrances, where there's the bike lanes disappear. And it's very frightening to try and get across.
The city of San Diego is inviting the community to give feedback on interactive maps and surveys through September 10th. They say they'll use them to shape the new bicycle master plan, which helps them prioritize future projects as they seek funding. Katie Anastas, KPBS News.
Apple TV Plus launches the fourth season of its streaming series Slow Horses next Wednesday. Arts reporter Beth Accomando has this review of the latest adaptation of Mick Herron's spy novel series known as Slough House.
Everyone probably knows Bond, James Bond. But do you know Lamb, Jackson Lamb, the boozing, farting veteran of the Cold War that oversees the dysfunctional team of MI5 agents known as the Slow Horses?
Jackson Lamb, I heard you're in charge of the rejects.
I don't like being called that.
What do you call them?
The rejects.
Lamb is played to weary, cynical perfection by Gary Oldman.
Lamb is just, he's flatlined. The die is set. He hasn't changed very much, and he isn't going to change.
Oldman returns as Lamb for a tense and twisty fourth season of Slow Horses. It's adapted from Mick Herron's book Spook Street, which uncovers messy secrets as well as revealing a very different side of espionage than you would see in an Ian Fleming novel.
Mick has sort of turned it on its head and gives you characters that are like you, that are relatable.
You're being hurtful about my appearance. I might have to call HR.
Slow Horses Season 4 does not disappoint. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
You can catch special coverage of the Democratic National Convention this evening on KPBS-FM and special coverage by PBS on television. You can also find a link to the live stream at kpbs.org. Tonight's headline speaker will be Democratic Vice Presidential nominee Tim Walz. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm John Carroll. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting Ben Folds' Paper Airplane Request Tour on September 19th at the UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater. For tickets and more information, visit artpower.ucsd.edu.